and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News has confirmed that the Trump administration is putting a hold on federal grants and loans. White House reporter Paulina Smolinski is following that for us.
Late Monday, the Trump administration issued a sweeping temporary pause on all federal finance assistance. This forces federal agencies to suspend payments to programs, except for Social Security and Medicare, until a review of each program is complete.
A company in China called DeepSeek says it's developed an artificial intelligence model that can compete with U.S. AI companies at a fraction of the cost. CBS's Margaret Brennan has more.
If the technology is lower cost, more people may use it. And President Trump's AI czar said we can't be complacent. We know the last administration tried to keep America's edge in this space by banning high-tech chips from being sold to China. So news that a Chinese firm claims they did all of this with basic computer chips does raise national security concerns.
President Trump has signed an executive order to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops.
You've seen the president already sign executive orders basically abolishing DEI programs throughout the federal government. This one does more of that to try to stamp out any remnant of DEI programs or offices throughout the military.
CBS's Nancy Cortez at the White House. Federal public health officials have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization effective immediately. CBS's Alexander Tin reports that may affect vaccines.
CDC staff were ordered to stop all communication with the WHO in an effort to implement President Trump's executive order last week. One big way the sweeping gag order could impact the agencies is over the CDC's partnership with the WHO on influenza. Countries rely on the CDC's Atlanta lab to study viruses from worrying bird flu cases, and CDC officials were supposed to play a key role at a WHO meeting next month on updating the flu vaccines for next winter.
Minnesota has reached a settlement with insulin manufacturer Sanofi over a deceptive pricing scheme. Sanofi now says Minnesotans will pay no more than $35 per month for the drug for at least 5 years. Quinn Nystrom lives with type 1 diabetes.
We live in the wealthiest, most developed country in the world, and we are the only country who is facing this issue, where we have let pharmaceutical companies dictate how much my life costs.
Rain has mostly moved out of Southern California after aiding firefighters. Ash and mud float across streets, but no significant mudslides were reported in areas scorched by wildfires. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen announced now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta to be the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a few flurries in the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-teens, northwest winds, breezy. On Tuesday, we'll see better chances of snow. Any accumulation, though, will be nothing more than a dusting with highs in the upper 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn explaining why Brad Schimel should never be a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So Donald Trump over the weekend says that he wants to clean out Gaza. Now, this is not a new sentiment, by the way. And I think that, you know, on Holocaust Remembrance Day, it's particularly important that we consider the consequences of ethnic cleansing, because that's what this is. It's removing one group of people, in this case, Muslims, Gazans, Arabs, removing them and replacing them with another group of people. In Trump and Kushner's mind, that would be Jews from Israel. And this is also, this is not considered a fringe theory in Israel itself. You've got members of Netanyahu's cabinet who are, explicitly advocating this very scenario. 90% of all the housing in Gaza has been destroyed or damaged to the point of uninhabitability. 90%. This is like the bombing of Dresden in World War II. And by the way, the stated goal of this, now this obviously was not the real goal, but Netanyahu's stated goal was to crush Hamas. Hamas is bigger than it was when this started. There are more people committed to Hamas than when this started. And now there will be millions of children who will spend their entire lives dedicated to destroying Israel and killing Jews. Netanyahu could have done what previous governments did when atrocities were visited upon Jews. Consider, I think it was 1972, when a bunch of Jewish athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympic Games. And Israel said, okay, we're going to find these people and we're going to kill them. It took them a decade. There's been a movie made out of it. You know, this book's been written about it. It took them a decade, but they tracked down every single one of the people involved in that massacre and either killed them or arrested them and held them for trial. Every single one of them. They could have done the same thing with the people who planned the October 7th atrocity, and it was an atrocity. They could have done it thoughtfully, carefully, step by step. But no, instead they wanted to drop 2,000-pound bombs on civilians. And now Donald Trump is saying, so now, you know, now that 90% of the housing is gone, I mean, this is what he said. He said, Gaza is literally a demolition site. Almost everything is demolished and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? He says, I'd like Egypt to take people, and I'd like Jordan to take people. You're talking about 1.5 million people, and we can just clean out that whole thing. Now, he is echoing a message that Jared Kushner shared at Harvard University about, 2 years ago? Where at Harvard, this was... Well, it was February 15th. I guess that was, you know, last, maybe it was this year. I thought it was last year, but maybe it was as recently as this February. But this is January, so it would have been, it would have been last year. At Harvard University, this is what Kushner said. He said, quote, Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable if people would focus on building up livelihoods. He said, it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there, but from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. But I don't think that Israel has stated that they don't want the people to move back there afterwards. Well, no, the country hasn't officially said that. But members of Netanyahu's cabinet have certainly said that. This is wild stuff. This is just wild stuff. And this is not helping Israel. I have long been a fan of Israel, you know, the one democracy in the middle of the Middle East that's surrounded by autocracies and kingdoms. But since Netanyahu took over, and, you know, this corrupt criminal, much like the guy who's running our country now, I mean, they're buds for a reason. In fact, Netanyahu used to sleep in Jared Kushner's house when he visited the United States. That's how tight this whole little cabal is. You know, since that has happened, Israel has changed. It's really tragic, particularly on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, to contemplate the damage that Netanyahu has done to the reputation of this country that used to be thought of as, you know, a model democratic republic, and now is viewed as an outlaw, as a renegade, as a perpetrator of genocide. It's tragic. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, was on ABC over the weekend with Martha Raddatz. And she said, Benjamin Huffman, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, said in a statement, quote, criminals will no longer be able to hide in America's schools and churches to avoid arrest. What criminals are hiding in schools? Middle schools? Elementary schools? You're going to go into those? And Homan says, how many MS-13 people members are in the age of 14 to 17? Many of them. In other words, yes, we're going to go into the schools and we're going to take out the kids. He says, these are well-trained officers with a lot of discretion. When it comes to a sensitive location, there's going to be a supervisory review, but ICE officers should have discretion to decide if a national security threat or public safety threat that's in one of these facilities, that then it should be an option for them to make the arrest. Raddatz went on to say, you know, there's fear in this community, in the immigrant community. And he says, opening up to anyone in the country illegally, this is what Raddatz said. She says, opening up to anyone who's in the country illegally and going into schools and grabbing them, does that mean kids? And he says, the message needs to be clear. There's consequences of entering the country illegally. Well, yeah, and I get that. And frankly, let's be very clear. We have been deporting immigrants, undocumented people, particularly undocumented people who have committed crimes, every single day through the Biden administration, every single day through the Obama administration. In fact, Obama deported more people than Trump did in his first term. This is not some brand new thing. But Trump is turning it into campaign stuff. That's what's really going on right now, is let's make this as public as possible. Let's bring along Dr. Phil, because, you know, the TV cameras love Dr. Phil. Let's have the ICE officers just, you know, dress up in their very best outfits and bring a camera crew along and invite the networks. When Biden did it, when Obama did it, it was kind of low key. You know, we're just going to take out the people who are the criminals. Although I can tell you, you know, from personal experience, during the Obama administration, one of my cousins married a guy who was in the United States illegally. He was Mexican. He was running a Mexican restaurant in this little town where she lived, which he had started. He had created a business and was, you know, helping the American economy. And he got busted for being here illegally. He hadn't committed any crime at all. And she called me up and she was all upset, you know, what can I do? And I reached out to Bernie Sanders' office. And his office reached out to ICE and ICE said, sorry, he's here illegally. He's leaving. And he got deported. And she moved to Mexico. She's been living in Mexico for 15 years now. With him and their kids, you know, their 3, 4, 5 kids, whatever it is, I don't recall. They've got a bunch of kids. So this isn't something new. But Trump is putting a whole new face on it. Frankly, a racist face. And, you know, this is being done for partly for the benefit of his base and partly for the, you know, for just making people think that, you know, this guy can do anything, right? He's strong. He's a tough guy. And that, you know, particularly when people are worried. I mean, you've got half of America that's living paycheck to paycheck right now. There's a lot of concern and fear out there. When people are worried, they tend to want authoritarianism. They tend to want strongman leadership. They want daddy to save them. Mel Gibson over the weekend saying, you know, Trump, daddy is coming home and he's taking off his belt. Yes, right. Isn't that what we want?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's kind of an echo of Tucker Carlson talking about, you know, how Trump is daddy and he's going to come and punish the girl. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Type 1s and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, your coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It's retribution in disguise, justice twisted, truth erased.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Amazing. Brazil. Brazil was very concerned that the immigrants who were deported to Brazil came off the planes with their hands and ankles shackled. Edgar da Silva Moura, who was a 31-year-old computer technician who had been 7 months in detention in the United States, he was on the plane. He said, on the plane, they didn't give us water. We had our hands tied. Our feet were tied. They wouldn't even let us go to the bathroom. It was very hot. Some people fainted. Apparently, this 4-hour flight, apparently due to technical issues on the plane, the air conditioning failed. Well, planes fly where it's 30 degrees below zero at that altitude. Excuse me. So how does the air conditioning fail? It seems to me like this was one last punishment for these people. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has fired 18 inspectors general. Now, he did it illegally, but the Supreme Court says Donald Trump doesn't have to obey the law. He's a special boy. And so I'm guessing that there will be no consequence to him for breaking the law. Adam Schiff came out on Sunday and huffed and puffed about it. You know, he said, if we don't have good and independent inspectors general, we're going to see a swamp refill. It may be the president's goal here to remove anyone that's going to call the public's attention to his malfeasance. Gee, you think so? I mean, come on, Senator. Let's just be very clear. Inspectors general, these positions were created by an act of Congress to provide oversight, independent oversight of these major federal agencies, you know, from the DEA to the Department of Defense, right? Every one of these major agencies has an inspector general. And what the inspector generals are looking for is corruption. Nothing else. They're not there to determine if the agency is fulfilling its job. They're not there to determine if they're hiring enough, you know, women or black people or something like that. It's got nothing to do with anything that Republicans are all hysterical about right now. The inspectors general are there to look for waste, fraud, and abuse. Those are that's the phrase that is in the legislation creating them. And fraud is the biggest part of it. So it's the inspectors general who would raise the alarm and hand off for prosecution if somebody in, for example, the Pentagon were to say, oh, well, Donald Trump's best friend is a defense contractor. I think we'll buy all our bombs from him. And I'm going to get a kickback. I mean, that's probably the most simplistic example. Most corruption in these agencies is far more sophisticated and far more subtle. And that's why it takes an inspector general to ferret it out. So why would Donald Trump get rid of the guys whose job is to stop fraud within the agencies? Because these agencies spend trillions of dollars a year. And Donald Trump and his buddies want a piece of that action. And they don't want anybody who's looking out for fraud or waste or abuse to be looking over their shoulder. We should just call this what this is. This is the swamp, right? This is the corruption of Washington, D.C. done by Donald Trump illegally with no pushback. I mean, the Justice Department is not saying, hey, wait a minute, Donald, you can't do that. You're breaking the law. Why? Because the Justice Department's inspector general has been fired. There's nobody now looking out for your interests and my interests. In each one of these agencies, the only person in the agency, I mean, arguably the head of the agencies are supposed to be looking out for the interests of the American people. But, you know, I mean, Donald Trump is like, he puts a fossil fuel lobbyist in charge of the Energy Department. Right? What kind of energy is America going to have, do you think? Could it be fossil fuels? What a surprise. So, yeah, the heads of the agencies themselves are often corrupt. I mean, look at what he did with the EPA last time. And he's doing it again. And the only person in these agencies who's there to look out for your interests and my interests has taxpayers and citizens of this country who expect a functioning Democratic Republic, a functioning government that acts on our behalf, not on the behalf of some rich friend of Donald Trump's. Those people are now out on their keisters. Let's just call it what it is. This is the beginning of the most corrupt administration in American history.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A Monday night order from the Office of Management and Budget tells federal agencies to temporarily suspend all financial payments except for Social Security and Medicare. This as agencies review the programs. A Chinese company called DeepSeek has supposedly developed what's called a large language model that can compete with American companies at a fraction of the cost. CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin.
A company like DeepSeek in theory should not be able to leverage the power of NVIDIA's extremely powerful GPUs the way they have, but obviously they were somehow able, again, if you believe them, to kind of circumvent those rules.
Federal health agencies have been ordered to immediately cut all contact with the World Health Organization.
The sweeping gag order affects hundreds of staff who work with the UN agency on a broad range of health threats. That includes preparing for which strains are supposed to be targeted by next season's influenza vaccines.
CBS's Alexander Tin reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a few flurries in the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-teens, northwest winds, breezy. On Tuesday, we'll see better chances of snow. Any accumulation, though, will be nothing more than a dusting with highs in the upper 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Maggie Dawn joining us at 10:33 to talk all things Wisconsin. We will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
In the shadows, the vultures wait, feeding on fear, serving up hate. Every broadcast, a bullet fired, killing the truth they once inspired. Fascism rising, truth dying slow. Trump's behind the curtain, don't you know? They take our voices, they twist the air. In a world of darkness, truth is rare. Echoes of freedom, now faint and weak, where facts once flourished, silence
about 35
speaks.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I mean, earlier you were mentioning, you know, why in the world will MAGA vote for, are they going to, is MAGA going to get out of Donald Trump what they, you know, hope they voted for? Well, you know, a lot of people did voted for Donald Trump are not MAGAs. Now, they lost skilled union. The Democrats lost a lot of skilled union voters this time. And I'm a skilled union person. And, well, first of all, I'm going to mail you much more detailed information about why skilled unions left, because I'm one of them. But there's three reasons, major reasons. Number one, at least for 4 years, we don't have to worry about losing our health care. We have health care that we sacrificed decades for. It gives us not only access, but scheduling priority.
And Donald Trump is going to protect your health care, Tom? Seriously? You think he gives a rat's ass about you?
He's not going to harm it with this Medicare for All 2023, which I don't think you've even read, Tom, the way you talk about it. But I'll give you detailed information. Also, that $1,300 to $3,000 tax cut is important to us. The Democrats downplay it. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I get it. You're greedy. You don't want to pay your fair share of taxes. That's fine, Tom. What's your third reason for loving Trump?
Well, you know, at least we pay taxes. Oh, my third reason is that 80% of us don't have children. They have skilled unions. And the new way forward would give us. Well, you can call us greedy. You can call us selfish, Tom. And I have an argument for that, too. Okay, but don't call us stupid. But don't call us stupid. Don't call us.
Well, I would say that anybody who thinks that putting their own personal extra $10,000 a year on top of the $100,000 plus that they're making is stupid. Putting that over the good of the country. Yeah, I would say that's stupid, Tom. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Very interesting call that you just had.
Yeah.
I want to definitely agree with you. This is the most corrupt administration that I've ever seen, or maybe they're just more open about it. We're sadly all watching it happen. And what's really driving me nuts is watching our elder congressmen, maybe I'm saying the right, elder congresspeople, senators, just watching it happen and trying to play this good game of yesterday. At least we have younger people that are coming up, like Jasmine Crockett. They're really trying to take it to them. And I think we need more people like that. And it's really sad because to me, it's obvious now that the billionaires just control everything. I mean, I read an article in USA Today this past weekend that said that Trump really cares about women because he just passed this, you know, woman and man only two sex thing. And that shows that, you know, they're really trying to protect women. And I really just can't believe that the whole, I guess I can, because again, the media is owned by the billionaires. But I actually agree with something you said to Greg Palast. And Greg Palast is an amazing person, what he produces. My daughter loves it, who wants to be a judge. But long story short, you're correct. We need to start doing things that are shocking and actually can create some buzz.
Yeah, just political
like
theater.
You said, we need political theater. We need to put together a group that actually challenges Republicans and their votes, and then there will start to be a stink about it, and then they'll be able to put a stop to that. And we need to find little ways to do little things like that, because we don't own the media, and our message doesn't make it up. We need to actually do things that are going to create that little enough of people going, what the heck is going on over here? And that way we can get attention to the things that are actually happening. Because most people that voted for Trump really don't realize the evil that he is. They're just more pressed on that we've got all these brown people illegally in our country.
Yeah, or they think that he's going to give them a tax break and you know, and they're making over $100,000 a year like my previous caller. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Caleb, thank you. Spot on. Thank you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to go over your flaw of the Democratic Party having to do with the media, that they're really not as adept at it as the Republicans. I think it's not just the media. It's the content. You know, I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and we had an inundation of money come here because we were a swing state. Elon Musk was personally here giving out million-dollar checks. Right. And he had a ground game going on. They're organizing, and they're going out into shopping malls with clipboards, and they're doing what the Democrats have been doing for the last, whatever, 40 years. Mm-hmm. But here's the main thing that I'm concerned about. My criticism is the content. The Democrats are crime deniers the way the Republicans are climate deniers. There's a whole raft of articles that come out every year after January the 1st about crime has gone down. We only have 240 murders instead of 475. Whoopee! It's 39% fewer murders in Philadelphia or Chicago. I mean, these articles are in the national publications, too. And that's supposed to convince people that, you know, things under Biden were really improving and he was doing the right things. It's insane.
But things under Biden were improving, Paul.
Okay, you're insane, Tom. It's not improving. Tens of thousands of people are being murdered every year.
No, I get that. But yeah. I'm telling you, things improved under Biden.
Well, that's good. That's good. When Asheville was underwater, what did you say that? Oh, it's just a little flood. You know, things are improving. It's much cooler in Philadelphia now that it's not 110 degrees because that's negative zero now because of the polar ice.
Because that was Joe Biden's fault.
No, it's not Joe Biden's fault. That's not the problem. This is ongoing. Murders didn't start in Philadelphia or Chicago or Memphis or Los Angeles last year, 20 years ago. It's been going on for 40 or 50 years. The number one reason is there's too many guns.
Since the beginning of humanity, Paul.
Well, yeah, I know. You know, Adam raised the cane. I get that. A million guns were sold last year in Pennsylvania. It's got to stop. And the Democrats have to get on the air and show every mass shooting and every crumpled body at a bus stop where 20 people were shot for no reason.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of
guns
that.
Are
I wish
everywhere.
The media would. They, you know, the media refuses to show any of these pictures.
Well,
but again,
when they run
this
the
isn't Joe Biden's fault.
I didn't say it was Joe Biden's fault.
Well,
I'm saying
kind of
it's a Democrat.
That.
No, I'm not implying it. You're trying. What are you trying to sniff out? Like I'm a traitor to the Democrats? I'm a committeeman, Tom. I don't even take this crap off of you. Okay, Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, did more for this country since LBJ.
Thank you, thank you. So I don't get your concern.
You're denying the severity of crime.
Take a deep breath here. Take a deep breath.
Too severe.
Just take a deep breath here. You started off all upset because there was a newspaper article, or there's a bunch of them, saying that crime is down right now. Why are you
every
upset
year.
About that? Well, they're not
because
every year. Some
lie.
Years crime
we
is
We don't
up.
Live in statistics. People live when they go to the funerals. People go when they walk by the blood on the streets. People are in trauma. They're not coming out to vote in Philadelphia. Fewer people voted for Biden than for, excuse me, than the previous election when he ran. And the reason is they're in shock. We can't take it anymore.
I mean, that's part of it. Part of it is that a lot of people have no idea what good stuff he did during the 4 years he was in. The media didn't talk about it, and he didn't talk about it. Part of it is that they're really up, you get people really upset about his support of Gaza. Part of it is that Trump has just dominated. I mean, there's a whole bunch of variables here. I get it that you're upset about the murder rate in Pennsylvania, but that's not.
It's all over the nine. They had nine. The peak was in Chicago. 900 murders. Sure. I've listened to your calling. I don't always call in, but I hear people. I hear women in shock calling in from Chicago. They sound like they're traumatized. They peaked at 900 murders. We have more murders in 1 year than in all of Afghanistan and Iraqi wars in 20. It's ridiculous.
So
whether they like it or not,
I'm all in favor of gun control, and you're absolutely right that if we reduce the number of guns, this was the experience of Australia after 1996 or 7 when they had this mass shooting in Tasmania. They passed legislation to, they did a gun buyback program. They bought back hundreds of thousands of guns. They outlawed semi-automatic weapons unless you have a permit, unless you have a reason to have it. And they didn't have another mass. They've had one more mass shooting in all the years since then. And the murder rate just dropped precipitously. You're absolutely right. And Democrats should lead that. But you're not going to get that from Republicans. Not ever. Not ever, ever.
No,
ever.
We're not going to get it from Republicans. But you know what? They overturned Roe versus Wade. We can overturn this Second Amendment lie. People don't have a right to commit murder on a massive warlike level.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nobody believes
Paul,
that.
Finally. Paul, thank you for the call. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's on the end to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour, and picking up your calls here, Joe in Spring, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon. I heard you say earlier that President Obama was called the deporter in chief, and he mainly focused on deporting criminals.
Well, I didn't say either of those two things.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I said that
a deporter in chief was, you know, a phrase, a derogatory phrase that was used to identify by Obama because he did deport more people than Donald Trump did, for example, or pretty much anybody before him. And, you know, I get that. And certainly ICE has always been looking for criminals as their top priority. But now that Trump has sent out a memo to all of the ICE offices saying each office must arrest 75 people a day, they're not even going to bother looking for criminals because it takes weeks to build a criminal case. You can just grab somebody off the street who's here without documentation in 25 minutes. So you're going to see a big change right now. But I'm guessing you were going somewhere with that, Joe. Back to you.
Well, no, logical reasoning and deduction is if he deported more people and he focused on deporting criminals, then that would mean there's an awful lot of criminals in this country that shouldn't be here, right?
Well, there were certainly a couple hundred thousand of them, apparently, yeah.
A couple hundred thousand? Is that all Obama deported?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I just know that the number was larger than what Trump did the following
year. Well, a couple hundred thousand is a couple hundred thousand way too many, don't you think?
I completely agree.
Oh, well, good. Then you'll agree with Trump getting rid of them.
I have no problem with any administration deporting people who've committed crimes. And I don't think that people should be coming into this country without documentation. I want a, you know, I want a country where people who are here legally. You can't have a functioning country if you don't enforce citizenship rules. I mean, it's just simple logic, Joe.
Okay. And I did hear this morning that one of the group of people that he rounded up in the last couple of days were actually manufacturing and selling some sort of equipment to make a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon.
Yeah, it may well be. There's a lot of that going on in the country right now, and it's also a crime. So whether it's being done by Native American citizens or whether it's by American citizens or whether it's being done by people who are here without documentation, you know, they should go to jail. Joe, thanks for the call. Martin in Cincinnati. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Oh, not a lot. How are you doing?
Good.
I watched one of your clips about how the wealthy are out for our lives. And the thing is, a lot of regular working class people are blinded and they think that the wealthy have their best interest in mind. And it's been quite frustrating trying to break down why they do not have the best interest of the working in mind.
Right. Well, all you have to do is look at a $36 trillion budget deficit that's 100% entirely the result of Reagan, Bush, and Trump tax cuts, and Bush putting $7 trillion worth of wars on our national credit card, to see that the wealthy who drove this process don't give a rat's ass about average Americans. I mean, we're spending $800 billion a year on interest on our national debt. I think it was $640 billion last year. On interest on the national debt, and it's going to be over 800 this year. And that's money that could be used to build roads, to improve schools, to fund Medicaid or Medicare, to fund a national health care system, to take care of our veterans. There's a lot of things that could be done with that money but rich people, hey, they got their tax breaks. That's all they give a damn about. I mean, you've got the Koch Network now, or the Americans for Prosperity, announcing that they're going to do this massive influence campaign to try to get a whole new set of tax cuts out of Trump.
And to make matters worse, when they parrot all the talking points of the wealthy, they'll say something to the point of, oh, if you don't like what the rich are doing, if you don't like how your life is being affected, then go get some money for yourself. They always say those talking points.
Yeah, I had a conservative call into the show echoing one of these BS talking points from the Reagan era, who said, I've never been hired by a poor man. And I was like, I've never been rich, but I've hired probably 200 people in my life. I keep starting companies. I'm a serial entrepreneur. There are a lot of small businesses that are being run by people who are not rich, and
they're middle class.
Yeah, and in fact,
basically middle to upper middle class.
Yeah, exactly, which is what I am. And I hire a bunch of people. I've got a bunch of people working for me right now, and. You don't have to be a billionaire to be a so-called job creator, but the real job creators are the average working people who are buying things. And this is, this understanding of how economies work is so absent on the right, on the Republican right. It's a real tragedy, Martin. It really is.
And they're reaching out to these young kids who are very impressionable.
I know. Just don't know, because, we don't teach civics in our classrooms any longer. I mean, thank Ronald Reagan for that. Martin, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for watching us on YouTube. We'll be back on the other side of the break with the third hour of the program. It's a death sentence. The U.S. health insurance system is failing. Well, it's failing us. It's not failing its billionaire investors and CEOs.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A Chinese company called DeepSeek has generated intense interest and concern here in the U.S. as it says it has developed an artificial intelligence model that can compete with American companies at a much lower cost. It got the attention of President Trump.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win, because we have the greatest scientists in the world.
OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman said it's invigorating to have a new competitor. Trump's Office of Management and Budget is ordering a pause on all federal grants and loans. CBS's Paula Smolinski has more.
The pause would include the disbursement of all federal loans and grants and potentially cause disruptions to programs such as SNAP food aid. It is unclear how the pause will be implemented, and it is likely to face legal challenges.
The